Okay, let's go.
Hey. Yesh mi shomer shim ha mevarach asher. Yesh mi shomer shim ha mevarach iter. Belaz Mancino. Okay. Ochez akos piyaminush v'smol kol adam. So, to yesh mi shomer, that says if you're a lefty, you hold the coast in the right, and if you're a lefty, you hold the coast in the left hand. There's a spot right behind Shmuel. I don't know what the problem is.
Why is it so crowded?
Okay, we said that if you are a lefty, you go hold in the coast in the left hand. Look at Chaf, Shu Smol, Kol Adam. Imu Shol B'Sheyadu. Let's say he's ambidextrous. Och is B'Yamin, Shu Yamin, Kol Adam. So then you hold in the what the world calls the right hand. So, and I mean, an ambidextrous, again, we saw it by tefillin, but we'll see it in other places. You do everything, you know, you can do everything equally with both hands. And he says, "V'dan demad huskim b'siv dada." Siv zeh huskim b'ragro di rak lehider mitzvah lechatchil. All this stuff is just hider mitzvah, right? You know, how to hold it, you know, whatever. You know, there's certain things you have to have. As I said yesterday, you have to have it filled up to have at least a revius in there. But beyond that, right, those 10 things that you have to have with the kosas, we'll go through some of them, right? None of them are really ma'akiv, certainly b'dievet. Right, so ambidextrous is kind of rare. Even, I'm pretty sure, even let's say baseball players that can bat from both sides of the plate, they're not ambidextrous. They still favor one side, but they've trained themselves to do this from both sides. So it's not, and the question is, can you make yourself ambidextrous? The answer is yes, you could make yourself ambidextrous. But it's not so simple to become totally interchangeable which hand you use. I mean, there are, and I'm guessing that even the baseball players, that a lot of them can't field with both hands. There are pitchers that can pitch with both hands. Very rare. And it's illegal. I mean, I think you can't switch on a batter. You may not even be able to switch in the middle of an inning. Right, but there are some pitchers that can do it.
Wow.
Right?
On the same level.
What type of glove are they wearing?
Right, so I don't know what the rules are. There are rules against it, so you can't all of a sudden, you know, got the righty bat, even though the hitters can go switch whatever side they want.
But the same at bat.
I don't know if they can switch the same at bat either, right? They probably are stuck. So it could be that for every batter you have to pick which one, you know. Yeah, your curveball's good from the left, but the fastball from the right, and switch in the middle. Okay, but again, it's very rare to be totally ambidextrous. Okay, chaf avav mishinas on the coast of varach leyasiach mevarach. Once you're given the coast, don't talk. The mesubin ein lahem lasiach mishehisu hamevarach, and the mesubin should not talk mishehisu hamevarach. Right, they should not. Once the person starts, right, certainly when he's making, when he's benching, right, they have to listen to him. Right, if you're being yotze benching, again, we've said this many times. Benching once upon a time meant that one guy benched and everybody listened, right, and everybody was yotze with his benching. So, certainly can't talk while he's benching, but even if he pauses between brachas, you can't talk at that point either. And if you talk between brachas, you are yotzei. Even if the guy who's benching talks, right? He finishes his honest hakol, and then he picks up the phone to say, hold on, I'll be right there. He continues benching, right? But if you're talking while he is benching, you're not going to be yotze, and that's for obvious reasons. Again, we have the same deal we talked about by Megillah, right? We assume that you cannot talk and listen at the same time, right? You can possibly read something else and listen, possibly, but you certainly can't talk and listen. Okay, chafal. Mishinostin lo kos. Once you give him a kos. V'yad achar shtiyoso shulachar gemar berachas amosin. Right? So this prohibition of talking, right, goes all the way, right, until he makes the bayi perek off at the end and he drinks the kos. And which would also apply, right, because here we're starting off saying, right, the mevarech should not talk, but the mesubin also, we say they shouldn't talk during bench and they shouldn't talk till he's done with his bayi perek off and drink something. Okay, mishihiskel ha-mevarech, ha-mikodim rishoyin l'hasiach, ab shekvar not mevarech ha-kos biyado. Right, but beforehand they can talk, even if the mevarech is holding the kos. Yeshmina poskim, disreli lachmir, bazet, benachal lachmir shetivrei. Okay, so those who are machmir, let's say he should, once he has the kos ready to bench, people should stop talking at that point. Right? Okay. Chavkim moshetzrichin lishmor l'ham, because they have to pay attention while he's benching. Mevarach motzis and brachos mosvin l'yishmol yetsu. If they don't listen, they don't hear it, they're not going to be yotzei benching. Right? And that's where you get all this, you know, what happens if they only missed
certain... Who's going to be yotzei benching? They're benching to themselves.
No. As we said, this is going back on the day when everybody, when only one guy benched, everybody listened. So obviously, if you're going to talk, now let's say you talk and you miss a word. Right? With the same deal we talked about by Chazar Sashatz. If, you know, certain words, if you miss, it's fatal, right? So, you know, there could be a shaila for any of those words, and therefore, we don't want anybody talking. Right? Since we do say shomea kaona, that's how they yotzei, so it's like they're benching. Just like he can't talk, they can't talk. And chaf hey, afilu imsach mevarach atzmo, even if the guy who benches talks. Now he says that sicha shebein time einam afsedes habrachas b'diavad, that talking between brachas is not fatal to the brachas. He said, "V'dad demagen Avram etzad the cause of dafka b'sicha b'shogeg." Right, this if he did it b'shogeg. Amazed, afilu b'sicha muet asvil bein bracha lebracha chos of the rosh brachas amazon k'mo gabi tulim sim kuf yadal sif zayin. Right, so we know by Shmon Esrei, if you talk b'mezid, right, we say you have to repeat. Now, talking b'mezid means that you know that if you talk, you have to repeat. Right, you're talking on purpose, and you still say, "I'm gonna talk," even though you know I have to repeat. And we keep on. We mentioned this many times, right? So, who's this guy, this chashev guy, who is gonna talk, knows he has to repeat, and will willingly repeat instead of just like, you know, I know I'm not supposed to talk, but I don't care. Right, I'm not repeating either, right? So we said there could be circumstances where a guy feels compelled to talk, either an important call comes in, and he says, I'll violate my benching, I'll bench afterwards, but I need to take this call, right? So you could have situations, you could have medical situations, right, which may or may not be a pikuach nefesh, even if it is, it's an amazing situation, right? So, right, you may have to repeat, so the same is true with benching. Amnon Beli Rabba Nishar B'din Zeh B'tzar Achiyin V'chein Echran Ule'el B'sim B'n Tzal M'chein V'shur R'de B'yevei In Lachzer V'lkish Tzal V'mezit V'ayin Sham B'r Alacha. Right, so he says again, it's brachos, so therefore there's a shayla about that, and therefore we say Savak brachos L'hakam. But since it is really a big shaila, avoid it at all costs. Okay. Im haya bein bracha lebracha shum meruba shayachol ba'oso hazman ligmor kol brachas mazim rosh v'etzov. Right, now if you remember, we had this machlokas back in Shmona Esrei, also related to Shema and brachas kriya Shema. If you have an interruption in your davening or in your Shema. Right, so we have a general rule that that if it is kidei ligmor kula, right, that enough time to finish the entire prayer. So, right, so you have an interruption. So halacha is by Shmon Esrei that if you, let's say your Shmon Esrei takes 5 minutes and you had a 7 minute delay, you have to start over again, right? It's considered a big enough delay in the middle of Shmon Esrei.
doing music? Isn't there, I think it'll stop at 10 o'clock?
It's only in the Tiferes. No one told you had this place booked. You could have done it here.
Well, we did have two bar mitzvahs here. Huh? We had two going on September. No, don't they have to stop at 10 o'clock?
No, only for the boys.
What, it's not a boys' party down there?
I have no idea what's down there.
Yeah, it's a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, who's?
There's a lot of music.
Browns.
Browns bar mitzvah?
Yeah, my son's here, I think. But I just don't wonder, how can they just keep on going? Don't they stop at 10 o'clock?
Maybe the boys are already out of there. Or maybe they feel it's already been as mine.
That's right.
Anyway, so this idea of, right, so we said there's two different rules. So when it comes to Shema, you need to have, if you have a long enough gap, right, we said, but also it has to be that the interruption was tied to that either the goof wasn't nucky or the place wasn't nucky, right? Person has to go to the bathroom in the middle of Shema. So then we see, okay, he's in the bathroom for 5 minutes. Right, so that's already too long. He has to repeat, right? But for Shmona Esrei, we don't really care what the reason for the delay was. If he has a long enough delay, right? We said that if he finds himself in such a situation, if you can say, keep on saying a word here and there, right? But presumably, if there's a reason he's having a delay, so it's long enough. So the question is, where does benching fit in? Does it fit in the same as Shmona Esrei? We normally, as we're going to see, benching, we're going to give a lot of the Shmona Esrei rules to benching. We're going to treat it at that level, right? That's much more chomer for certain things than Kriya Shema. So let's see what he says. So he says, if there's a Shia Meruba, Yachabos Osman, Ligmar, Kalbrech, Samaz, Merosh, Yatzov, Afil, Mosal, Kalbrech, he doesn't talk at all. Right, then he would have to go back. So for this halacha, they seem to give it the rule of Shema, that it has to be those specific things, basically bathroom activities. Right, it's rare that we have a situation of a makam metunaf. Right, that takes so long to clear up. Right, makam metunaf is you're stuck in a prison cell. I mean, but the typical makam metunaf, you know, there's a dirty diaper on the floor. I mean, it gets cleaned up. Right, so usually the case is going to be that the person has to go to the bathroom. Right, so either he has to go to the bathroom so that the clock starts there, or he's in the bathroom. That is a makam metunaf. Right, so you know, and he's stuck there. So then if you're there long enough to finish the entire benching, you'd have to start again. Right? He says if there the delay was between brachas, not so pashit, that's considered a delay. Right, so we'll see more about that in the Bralacha. So he gives you two things. One is that we're not going to be machmir if the interruption was between brachas, right? The question for benching, just like the question is for Berachas Kriya Shema, are they considered individual units? Are they considered one big unit? And we basically were make on all fronts that we're not going to even begin the requirement unless you are Kedei Ligmor Kol Berachas Kriya Shema, right? And if it's between brachas, we're going to give you the kula to say that it's between brachas and therefore it doesn't affected at all. Same with benching. If you're between brachos, right, we're going to say that, okay, who says they're one unit? Yeah, every bracha we look at separately. And you don't have any delay in the middle of a bracha. And even in the middle of a bracha, if you make a delay, where are you going back to? Well, we'll say, okay, each bracha is a separate unit, right? And therefore, you only go back to the beginning of the bracha that you interrupted. Okay.
So if it's between brachas, you can have as long an interruption as you...
It's not recommended, but if you did have a long interruption, right, again, you didn't talk, right, just there's a delay.
As opposed to be'emsa bracha?
Right.
And you go, and if it's the length of the whole Birchas Hamazon, then you start over.
Then you start over only that bracha.
That bracha. So what's the situation where you would...
No, you wouldn't, that's what he's saying. Lamaskan, because there are different variables... That's what he says here at the end, right? That it's not so clear, so therefore he ends up being makel in those situations, and looking at each bracha separately, and not looking at it as one big combined berachas hamazon.
And that's the way we hold. So
yeah, so we'll see the Bar Halacha shortly. Okay, so he says Chavav lo yatsu. Right, but if you're talking while he's benching, you're not yotze. V'talo b'zeh. Deem lo gamar mevarach adayin sabracha. If the guy didn't finish the bracha yet, chozer v'sub mevarach be'atzim mokom shepasul ishmol deber mevarach. So then they just go back from where he was saying it. Im gamar hamevarach es habracha chivnu lishma. But if he finished the bracha, and they were listening to it, tzrichen usum lachsa l'tchilas habracha levarach be'atzmon. Even shidilgo be'amzav v'kiloyam ruklal. Since they missed all the middle, so it can't be yotze with him because they missed the middle, and there's no makeup opportunity. Right, if he didn't finish yet, right, so they heard up to a certain point, so they can go ahead and say it the rest themselves, right? But if they were paying attention all the way, you know, they missed the parts of the middle, but they still listened afterwards, then they have to do the whole thing themselves.
Well, the whole point is that he's doing it is because they don't know it.
No. That was not the issue. The issue was that Zimun was meant to be that one guy leads the benching for everybody, regardless of who knows the words or not. The assumption is everybody knows the words. And the chalz adafkim ayidei esicha shibam tzol shemu v'dilgo dvarim shem yikra bracha k'mo bris v'torah k'yotz v'zashem l'kub. Right, we're going to see certain words. We're going to see certain words of benching are ma'akev, and if you miss any one of those words, you're not yotze, right? So he says bris and torah v'al bris chalz shachasam v'yisareinu v'al tayras chashlim atonu. You leave out those words, you're not yotze benching, right? You leave out the parts about machos beit David in the third bracha. Right, you leave out certain key words, so that's ma'akim, and if you didn't hear them, or you talk during that part, so you're not going to be yotze unless you make it up. But if it's not part of the Yikra Bracha, yotze b'di'evin, b'enim tzrichin lachsa b'shvil zeh, right, then okay, you're yotze, and the fact that you miss certain words may not be fatal. The kol shkeni mo'i dilgu klal, you're going to mevarach atzmo sachos b'emtsev sachal gamheim. Right, and certainly if you didn't miss any words, so that the Mavarach was talking, so they started talking. After Bavada Shaloika Din, also become welcome with the Evid Yotzabim Trichin Lachsar. Right, so you don't have to go back and repeat at that point. Okay, so again, those are some of the rules, right, about listening to someone else's bench. There might be situations where you might be listening to someone else's bench. You know, let's say you're a suffix, whether you said Ritzei or not. Right? And even worse, all right, the whole shayla whether women are chayiv in Ritzei or Yala V'yavo.
The person who's saying the bracha doesn't have you in mind.
No. So then someone else hasn't benched yet at your table.
Oh, you asked them to.
You asked to be most of you in the whole benching. Right? So then you gotta.
Okay.
Gotta pay attention.
It wasn't once everybody knew how to bench, they stopped.
No. They stop when people stop being able to concentrate for so long. Which, you know, certainly clearly is true today, but it probably was true 100 years ago, or 200 years ago, or 300 years ago. Okay, let's go to the Bir Halacha. So he said, Afilim asof mevarach atzmo. Even if the person talking is the mevarach, it's not fatal, because you obviously didn't miss any words, presumably. Okay. And then we have this idea of I'm Mishra Mash Kasam the Shem Yesh Omer. Deem Shah Kate Ligmar Kula Chosla Rosh Ben Brachla Bracha Bukana Brah. Right? So if you missed if you had a long delay, even between brachos, right, longer than it would take to finish it. So let's say again, benching use 5 minutes, you were out for 10 minutes. Achen Kos Mishra Sad Milchas Brachos. Bidemash Pikbek Mugram Malay de Brachamos and Shiny Mach Nuba Dabra Shoot Kill Mitfila. Right, benching is a little bit more makel than tefillah. Dino hecha de berach, piachach motzah soa b'makom mezud in estapku, hatoyis is arosh mevorsim kupehe. Right, and the fact that they want to say that maybe benching is not as chomer as shmon esrei. We said by shmon esrei that if you daven and you turned around and you found soa in a place where you know, possible it was there, or you just didn't look. Right, so the question is, and there we say your Shmoneh Esrei is no good, you should have looked, you have to daven again. So the question is, by benching, is that the case?
Right? Begam Ramban Bilikutov, Silver King Kimosh Kusav, the Shamasim Kupehe, Vaz and the Sharon Magnum Sham Biralach Simitsamhe Bakusha. Right? So the rye that maybe benching is more makel, right? It's not. By Birchas Kriyishma, so that's, you know, different brachos, and maybe you don't have to repeat over there, because maybe we view them as separate units. Right, but here, since the brachos are ma'akev themselves, kulo chashiv kai bracha, maybe that's, it's considered one. Right, you want to say Birchas Kriyishma are independent and they're not mock of each other. Right, a person forgot by Meir of Hashkivenu, he can say it after davening. Right, but benching. And we'll see whether, right, we'll see whether it's, if everybody holds it, all the brachas are ma'akev. First only knows one bracha, should he not bench? Should he not just say the one bracha? Right? Okay, we generally hold they're all ma'akev each other. But he says, to the Inyan, ma'akvin says that, lo yadu l'kam sim kuf tzad yal ma'ashkosha mogen v'ram v'asmud v'ram ban lo p'shit le'ay dina. It's not so poshut that it's, they're ma'akev each other. Yayin bevin ozer shom shkaz v'gam l'harifei ma'akvin zed zeh. That the different brachas and benching are not ma'akev each other. Gam hashkam dekulo gimel brachos chashive ka'acha zo davka l'rosh v'rani rocham. That those who hold that they're considered one is only the rosh. Habakam posim l'sfir lu kavose bazeh. Moshe kusav comes from kupe ches b'alacha. Ayin sham. V'im ki ein l'nerai b'inyan ein l'in brachas ha'mazon. V'im shah b'in bracha. The bracha. Okay, Diach to the Rosh, right? Page 178. Right, we don't have, if you hold that they're ma'akev, so you want to say, fine, Birchas Kriyishma is not ma'akev, you interrupt them between them, okay, we'll view them as separate. Benching, who says that they are one, right? There are Rishonim that say they are ma'akev, and they are one, but there are the Rishonim that hold that they're not. And he says, Yafim Shah Bamsa Brach Eligmar Kulo Machmazon is Gamkin Epshad Dechozer Brach Lechiz Brach Shishaba. And therefore, and also, if you go have the delay in the middle of a bracha, maybe they're independent, and you go back just that bracha. Acharei dekam posim l'sfirlu tkarosh tkulo gim brachos hashuv skach. They're considered one. The gam efshedain ma'ak wazu wazu k'das oven osusham. Right? They're made to be ma'ak of each other. Kimimelein lo lachsa rak l'tchilas osa bracha. Therefore, you go back only to that brach, moshkosak, nushom, simusamachay, relachlim, brachs, kriyishma, vitzarachi. Right? So that would be the lamaisa for benching. We're not going to make you repeat the entire benching at a long delay. You either no repetition if it's between brachas, or you go back to the beginning of the bracha that had the delay. Okay, now, he says in Zion. Nachon hadavar, shkolachim amasubin yomer balach, shimim avarach, kol bracha, bracha. Appropriate that everybody says it quietly along with the guy benching. Yafilo chasimos, even the brachas themselves. He should go ahead and make sure he finishes, you know, a couple seconds before the benching guy so he can answer amen. Right? Hagon enos and koshel brachel and tovayin. Okay, a side thing, the person who's leading the benching should only go to a tov ayin. Okay, let's go to Chav Zayin. Nachan Adavar. Haynu after Medina Yosei Nachan Shishmu Mesuben Kol Berachas Amadmi Mezamein Hu Yotzin VeBerachas VeAtmali Varach Klal. Right, Medina. It was more appropriate. Is what we keep on saying. It is more. Was always more appropriate that one guy bench and everybody listen. Right, and not say anything. We come welcome Bavur Shematzu Bavin Losein Aram. Here's where he mentions this idea. They start daydreaming. They're not paying attention at all. and looks like they are missing, you know, benching totally. It's very nice, you know, guys leading the mezumen, and the other guy, you know, the guys listening on their phones, right? It's what they did before the phones. You know, they had something that was keeping them, stock market, well, before the stock market, there's always some market out there, right? So a guy is just not going to pay attention. The truth of the matter is, if you think about it, right, in Shemone Esrei, how many people go through an entire Shemone Esrei without a single, daydream, right? Not so pashut. So, and that's, you're saying the words, so at least you're saying the words, right? If you're not saying the words, for sure you're going to have the daydreams going on. Right, so therefore, this was not a good idea at that time. Right, totally missing benching. So he says, "L'chein nachan kayom yoser mesuben yom ve'atzmu l'ash kol milu milu mivarch deishi yivarch yachtov." But since zimun means that you're all gathered to bench together, right? So at least say it to yourself quietly. V'nikra deiz ha'berach zimun, and the zimun works. Miskayim Hashem rakasov gadol Hashem iti in the realm of Shmo yachtov. Right, we're going to praise Hashem's name together.
Are you talking about all the brachas?
All right, I'm talking about benching.
Then the
right. Oh, the whole benching, yeah. All four brachas. Right. We'll get to Hilcha Zimun, but that's the source for Zimun. Right, you should be benching together. Right, that's why we'll talk about, right, you're supposed to, the guy who's leading the bench should say the first whole bracha out loud. Right. Jimmy's favorite case, right? There's 10 people there and nobody's saying anything. You can't even hear the guy, right? After the Rabbi Sai part, right? So is that, how to deal with that? Okay, so that's why we at least have the Shirayim of this halacha. We don't bench usually the whole thing with him, but at least we'll do the first bracha together, which is why the guy has to do it out loud. Okay, Chavcha is called bracha, bracha. Says, Af, v'al kolponim, yizar lomer, ima, b'lachash, bracha, rishona. Right, at least say the first bracha together. As we'll see later on, may not be considered zimun at all. So therefore, right, the guy who's leading the benching should say the first bracha out loud, and everybody should say it themselves quietly. Everyone benches out loud. It's not appropriate. That they have to hear. They say it with him word for word. Right before the end of the bracha, they should go a little quicker so they can answer Amen to his brach, Moshe Kosef Rama. Right? So again, that's a standard sign of a guy who knows Hilcha Zimun, basic, is that the guy, your mechabit, has to go ahead and say the first bracha out loud. Right? And everybody should say it along quietly with him. And out loud means that everybody could say it quietly with him. Not out loud that he's mumbling every other word and you have no idea what he's up to. Right? Right? You know, the Magen Avraham wants to say that no, the first bracha everybody has to listen to, and only by the second bracha if you start saying it to yourself quietly with the mezamen guy. That's not our minig. Right, again, he says the tov ha'yasher is to do like the tashbeit, to have the guy, you know, make the announcement before. By the way, I'm going to say benching out loud, and everybody just listens to the first bracha, and then you go and do the rest quietly with me. Right? It's, again, I don't know that happens. You know, being around long enough, you hear a lot of things. I've never seen this. V'davka kishe hashomen, kula mevin lashon kodesh. They often understand lashon kodesh. Yilav hachem v'adin tevyotzer shivarcha ba'atzman kol brachos amazon. Below lotzeis minim avarach. Right, because we're going to see later on. If you don't know Hebrew, then maybe you shouldn't be yotze benching with someone else in Hebrew either. Right, so then you got the scharo behefseido. And the reality is, if you're going to try to do this thing, someone doesn't speak Hebrew, besides the fact they don't understand Hebrew, they're certainly not going to be following along. Okay. And then he says, you give the benching with Tov Ayin. Right? So who's a Tov Ayin? He says, someone who is, you know, liberal with his money, he's not a tightwad. Shenemar Tovayin who Yevarech. Right? It says that Tovayin should be blessed. Al Tigre Yevarech El Yevarech. That the Tovayin is the one who should lead the bench. Okay. Now, again, it doesn't get into much detail of that, but right, there are obviously a lot of variables in there. Right, we would say the Baal HaBayis should be the one who benches by the Seder, because he's the Tovayin. Right, so you know, if you're not going to give it to a Talmud Chacham Kohen, right? Meaning, where does this fit in? We're supposed to give it to the Talmud Chacham Kohen to lead the bench, right? Not the Talmud Chacham. There's a Talmud Chacham at your table and a Kohen. Talmud Chacham gets it first. Right? But let's say we don't know that this Talmud Chacham is a Tovayin, but you have, let's say, Rechnitz sitting at your table. You know, you have Rechnitz and all of his Rosh Hashiva, you know, buddies, right? So Tovayin, Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Hashiva that's a Kohen, right? We'll see later on how to balance this all out. But definitely needed for the Tovayin to do the bracha, all things being equal.
The important question.